but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright, gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. We'll see the other side, the pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life, but God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee meets today for one of the most highly anticipated sessions in a long time.
It's been rumored, well, for a very long time, that the Fed will cut interest rates. The central bank could do that by the time it adjourns tomorrow, now that it's declared high inflation all but defeated. And that could make borrowing more affordable from Wall Street to Main Street.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Gas prices just keep dropping. The government says its national average price for regular is down 5.5 cents in the past week to $3.18 a gallon. Almost 70 cents less than last year at this time. Entertainment mogul Sean Combs in custody in New York City after a string of sex assault lawsuits. He was arrested last night after a federal grand jury indicted him on charges that will be unsealed later today. Combs' lawyer calls the prosecution unjust and that Combs is not a criminal. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Need cash help but have bad or no credit? Then you need to go to FastLoansAI.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 regardless of your credit score. FastLoansAI.com is one of the largest lender networks. Their advanced technology can help anyone get up to $10,000. Best part? Money can be in your bank account as fast as the same day. When you need fast cash, go to FastLoansAI.com. That's FastLoansAI.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. October down 42 to 2360. November and December down 37. November at 2303. December 2173. January down 34 to 2048. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up a half to 249. 40-pound blocks up 2.5 to 230. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 6 to 307. Three trades on the day. Grain and non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 139. Five trades on the day. Dry whey down 1.5 to 59 even. Two trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets mostly lower on the day. Even though boxed beef prices were higher, well, the cattle markets just didn't have enough to move higher until they see some positive news coming from the cash markets. Feeder cattle moved mostly lower, especially in the nearby months, due to the weakness in live cattle. Hog markets, meanwhile, moved mostly higher, increasing demand, or at least expectations of increasing demand, as pork cutout values were sharply higher, and that helped hog prices. October live cattle down 42 cents to 177.22. September feeder cattle down 60 cents to 241.30. October hogs up $1.47 to 79.92. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans lower. Positive weather for the harvest added some harvest pressure back to the corn and soybean markets. Wheat markets, though, really led all of the grain complex lower, with double-digit losses as things began to quiet down in the Black Sea region, and that took some of the premium out of the market. Lower Matif wheat prices also pressuring wheat. December corn down 2.5 to 410.75. November beans down 1.75 to 1004.5. Chicago wheat, December down 16.25 to 578.5. Minneapolis wheat, December down 15.75 to 619.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durant. Cash and October corn, 356. New crop, 361. Cash and October beans, 920. New crop, 932. Big River Resources, Boyceville. Cash corn, 370.75. October, 365.75. New crop, 365.75. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia. Cash corn, 363. October, 368. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn, 355, cash beans, 949, new crop, 929. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash and new crop corn, 361, cash beans, 942, new crop at 924. Red Wing Grains, cash corn, 370, new crop, 366, cash beans, 939, new crop, 939. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn, 350, new crop, 358, cash beans, 954, new crop, 936. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle, 175 to 189, Holstein fed cattle, 154 to 179, market cows, 107 to 135, bulls, 138 to 163, calves, 280 to 850, beef steers, 170 to 315, Holstein steers, 150 to 235. Sheep markets, market lambs, 185 and down, light lambs, 230 and down, ewes, 110 and down, rams, 145 and down, goat markets, does, 145 and down, bucks, 220 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. South winds at about 5 to 10. Clear tonight, low around 60. Sunshine and 83 for Wednesday. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 60 degrees. Slight chance of a shower Thursday with a high near 83. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 61. Sunny and 81 on Friday.
It's 67 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Speaking of the devil, look who just walked in. He knows just where to find me. Here we go again. I can tell he's gonna ask me to dance, but that's not as far as he wants to go. I need 10,000 angels to help me tell him no.
Lead me not into temptation. It's time to face my weakness. Look him in the eye. Lord knows it won't be easy, but I've just gotta try. I can't let myself get lost in his arms. That's how I got my heart broke before. I need 10,000 angels to walk me out the door. Lead me not into temptation.
Heaven help me to be strong.
I can fight all that I'm feeling,
but I can't do it alone.
Help me break this spell that I'm under.
Guide my feet and hold me tight.
I need 10,000 angels watching over me tonight. Angels watching over me tonight. 10,000 angels watching over me tonight. Watching over me tonight.
Let's keep it in the middle of the road. Either right door, left, right down the center we go. Don't let our love fall by the wayside like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Honey, let's stay on the straight and narrow. Stick together just like a bow and arrow. Headed in the right direction, don't lose control. Don't look, don't ever look back. Cause honey, don't you know we're on the right track. We got a combination too good to let go. Keep it in the middle of the road. Honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Either right, nor left, right down the center we go. Don't let our love the room. Gotta be tough,
tough,
stand our ground. Don't let nobody pull us down. Get out the fast lane and take it slow. We
gotta love,
steady as a rock, flowing like a river, spinning like a top. We got a combination too good to let go. Whoa, whoa, keep it in the middle of the road, honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Neither right nor left, right down the center we go. Side like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Keep rolling. Ooh, I'm
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eddie Rabbit and Driving My Life Away here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 50s, the low 60s. Another warm day today. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast. Do have some rain on the way. Looks like we'll have some showers and storms last half of the week. We'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, talking with our NAFB colleague from Canada, Dennis Skye. They just wrapped up their corn and soybean crop tours in Canada. We're going to find out some of the results with Dennis here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A Wisconsin FFA exhibitor has raised over $20,000 for a farm family devastated by a barn fire. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and Technicolor ushered in the Golden Age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
There are good people in agriculture, and some of the best are also the youngest. Anna Cahart of Granton was showing livestock at the Clark County Fair and made an amazing decision to help a local family in need. Cahart had the Grand Champion Dairy Market Steer at the Clark County Fair. The show auction sale was August 10th, and the same day, the Jeremy and Beth Oberholzer family had their barn destroyed by a fire. Cahart says that had a big effect on her.
Yeah, it did. So when I found out about their barn burning down, it really touched me because they had two younger kids. And growing up on a dairy farm, I knew that the dairy farm was my life. And to not have that as a part of my childhood would totally change the way I am today. And I definitely felt their loss, even though I might not have had that experience. And so I wanted to support them.
She made the remarkable decision to donate the proceeds from the sale of her Grand Champion Dairy Market steer to the Oberholzer family, making the decision that morning before the sale had even begun.
My grandpa is on the fire department, and when he got the call for it, he texted the rest of the family and said, please pray for them because they're going to go through a really hard time. And when I heard that, I knew right away that that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to support them.
When the buyers heard the auctioneer make the announcement about her decision to support the Oberholzers, they got behind her effort.
Yes, they definitely did. The gasp from the audience, because it was so new, kind of like took my breath away at first. But then as the bidders started throwing up bids, I just smiled because I knew that the family's going to get taken care of. It sold for $15.75 a pound, and it ended up over $22,000.
Cahart is attending school as a freshman at UW River Falls. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Y'all want to hear about the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford? Well, if you're age 50 or over, you can save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're going to sign you up, baby. Go to visithartfordauto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with the Hartford, the Bucks got your back. Provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for external purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. South winds at about 5 to 10. Clear tonight, low around 60. Sunshine and 83 for Wednesday. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 60 degrees. Slight chance of a shower Thursday with a high near 83. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 61. Sunny and 81 on Friday. It's 67 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay the rent.
Oh,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brooks and Dunn, only in America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures upper 50s to low 60s across the region. And looks like we're going to see 80s once again today. Well, Farmers Union held their annual fly-in last week. Over 300 Farmers Union members were in Washington, including 24 from Wisconsin. Now, the participants visited the U.S. Department of Agriculture, where they met with Secretary Vilsack. And they also had a chance to meet with Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Robert Bonney, Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Jenny Lester Moffitt, and Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau as well. Now, while at USDA, NFU and USDA signed a memorandum of understanding to address staffing levels and improve customer service at USDA, Farm Service Agency, county-level offices. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. Recently, Republican lawmakers sent a letter to the Biden administration to express their concerns over drones produced by DJI, a Chinese company. Currently, DJI dominates the drone market, and many companies in agriculture use their products. I'll have more when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Across the country, more farmers are relying on drones in their operation for scouting, spraying, and surveying, and that widespread usage is raising concern. Specifically, lawmakers are raising national security concerns about the drones made by industry leader DJI, and they're calling for action from both the Department of Agriculture and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. In a letter last week, the legislators said DJI drones have become a crucial part of the U.S. ag sector, but the lawmakers, led by Representatives Elsie Stefanik, Ashley Hinson, and John Molinar, worry that these drones could pose serious risks to the nation's food supply. Their concern centers around two issues: the potential for DJI drones to be manipulated for attacks, and the data those drones are collecting. The letter specifically highlights the risks associated with aerosol dispensing drones, which lawmakers say could be repurposed as weapons. They also worry that the advanced sensors on DJI's agricultural drones, which collect granular data on crops, could be used to access sensitive information about the U.S. ag sector. Now, these concerns aren't new. In 2020, DJI was placed under export restrictions by the U.S. government, citing risks of misuse. DJI, for its part, denies the allegations. In a statement sent to me on Friday, a spokesperson said, quote, "We are disappointed that these 12 members of Congress continue to make baseless allegations about our brand and industry-leading drone solutions. Under the definition employed by DJI's critics, virtually any company could be considered subsidized. We also want to reiterate that DJI is a privately held and controlled company and has been since its founding in 2006. We are not a military company and have no ties to the Chinese military." The statement went on, "Contrary to all baseless claims about DJI, we strictly follow all applicable data privacy protection laws, regulations, and norms in the U.S. and anywhere else we operate." I'll be back with more after this.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Yes, the majority of drones sold in the United States over the past 10 years have been manufactured by DJI. So additional restrictions on the usage or repair of those machines could have widespread impact across the country, both for farmers and for custom applicators who have been using DJI drones for several years. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Bye.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes, a pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
that maybe by counting the many times I've tried, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside. These rose
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 6.8 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending September 15th, according to USDA. Dry weather allowed for good progress on many field activities, including harvesting corn silage, cutting hay, seeding winter wheat, and manure application. Corn in the dough stage reached 94%. 73% of the corn has reached the dense stage, 2 days behind last year, but 1 day ahead of the five-year average. 18% of the corn crop is mature. Corn for silage harvest, 23% complete. Corn condition was at 63% good to excellent. Soybeans coloring reached 75%. 41% of soybeans were dropping leaves. Soybean condition remained at 62% good to excellent. Winter wheat planting, 23% complete, with 8% emerged. Fourth cutting of alfalfa was 63% complete. And the potato harvest was 51% complete. Potato condition remained at 88% good to excellent. The clock is ticking for the next generation of Wisconsin soybean industry leaders to apply for the 2025 ASA Corteva AgriScience Young Leader Program. Now, applications are due Friday, September 20th. Soybean growers, both individuals and couples, are encouraged to apply for the program, which focuses on leadership and communication, agriculture trends and information, and the development of a strong and connected network. Now, growers of any age are encouraged to apply. The program, though, is designed for those younger and in leadership. Now, for more information, you can contact the Wisconsin Soybean Association. For the third straight year, Mississippi River water levels are falling again, making shipping goods difficult. Farm Policy News says the low levels are forcing barge companies to put limits on how much cargo they can carry and is cutting into farm profits. It was only 2 months ago that much of the river was above flood stage north of St. Louis. As river levels fell steadily since then, barge companies had to limit the soybeans, grains, and other cargo they carry to prevent barges from getting stuck, which means less profits for farmers. Approximately 60% of all U.S. grain exports are taken by barge down the Mississippi to New Orleans, where the corn, soybeans, and wheat are stored, then transferred for shipment to other countries. It's an efficient way to move crops. A group of 15 barges lashed together carries as much cargo as about 1,000 trucks. While the 2024 Farm Bill has been stalled for multiple months, the legislative logjam is showing a few signs of breaking after key ag groups took to Capitol Hill last week to share the economic reality facing farmers and ranchers. In a letter last week to House Ag Committee Democrats, Ranking Member David Scott said, "We all know that Congress needs pressure to act. That's why Chairman Thompson, Chairwoman Stebenow, Ranking Member Bozeman, and I agree we're better off without another extension at this point." After he met with farmers, Scott says if it looks like Congress won't be able to pass a farm bill, they asked him if Congress would consider doing a two-year ad hoc package that would bolster the safety net for 24 and 25 crop years. He said farmers need the certainty and support, and we need to step up to this challenge, Scott added. Last Friday, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau submitted comments to USDA regarding proposed revisions to the federal milk marketing orders. The letter, submitted jointly with Minnesota Farm Bureau, expressed opposition to USDA's recommendations. Although Wisconsin Farm Bureau supports the pricing formula change from average of to higher of, and USDA's recommended Class 1 differentials, Wisconsin Farm Bureau opposed raising make allowances. Over the past 8 years, Wisconsin's faced some of the highest rates of dairy farm bankruptcy in the nation, and USDA's proposed reforms are expected to exacerbate the issue, leading to further consolidations and bankruptcies, the letter went on to say. While a switch back to the higher class of class one base price, elimination of barrel cheese prices, and increases in composition factors and class one differentials are all designed to better reflect current market realities and improve overall pricing for farmers. The letter said the recommended make allowance increase is so large it would wipe out the gains, particularly in Federal Order 30, with high Class 3 and Class 4 utilization, wrote Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Director of National Affairs, Tyler Wensloff, in that letter. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. South winds at about 5 to 10. Clear tonight, low around 60. Sunshine and 83 for Wednesday. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 60 degrees. Slight chance of a shower Thursday with a high near 83. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 61. Sunny and 81 on Friday.
It's 67 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that.
last Sunday, and his hair he found some gray. But he still ain't changed his lifestyle. He likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes when it just don't make no sense. Yeah, he gets off on country music, cause disco left him cold. And he's got young friends and a new wave, but he's just too friggin' old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy and the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why. He's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. He was sure back in the 60s that everyone was hip. Then they sent him off to Vietnam on his senior trip. And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. Cause he's an old stays away a lot now from the parties and the clubs. And he's thinking while he's jogging around, sure is glad he quit the hard drugs.